4 years ago, I watched and did the dirty 8 times in one single day. I told myself that morning that I would wake up at 5 a.m, even though I didn't, because I had done it 6 times the day before. I was way too tired to do that, so I ended up waking up at 8, and I'd already started my day with an L, so I might as well just start tomorrow. So I ended up doing it every couple of hours that day. So I promised myself, because I hated the feeling, that I would never do it again. Ever. No matter how strong the urge gets to give into that stuff, I would never do it. I kept my promise. I'm over 1,000 days without that stuff, over 4 years. And I can say, bro to bro, that every single aspect of my life without that is better. I have no interest in it. I don't even want to go back to it. I truly believe if I watch that stuff again, I would feel sick. So, if you are addicted to this stuff, the key word is addicted. I am going to share with you my journey from 0 to 90+ days and today, explaining the benefits that I saw. Now, everyone's journey is unique, but every single guy I've spoken to who has completely quit corn has seen every single benefit that I am going to run you through today that I saw personally. So, if I could have had a video like this when I was quitting, I would have quit so much sooner, because reasons like this, benefits, or benefits give reasons, reasons give emotion. The only way you're going to beat the urge to watch corn is to override the emotion that comes with the urge. And looking forward to benefits is the main way to do that. So let's do it. Let's start here. So benefits that you see around a week. From the days of 0 to 4, my brain fog was very heavy. Around day 5, this was where I started to get more energy. I could feel the sexual urge kind of building up again. And my brain fog had kind of gone away. I could think clearer. So the first benefit, well, there's two, is a slight increase in energy and decreased brain fog. When I was watching porn, my brain fog was off the charts. It's just like I couldn't think. I have a headache all the time because of the stimulation. It was just overloading your brain. So that's the first thing that I saw. Now, the only negative, it's a negative and a positive in my opinion, that comes with this is around a week of not watching corn, I saw personally that all of my emotions were amplified. Every single one. When I was happy, I was extremely happy. When I was sad, I was extremely sad. When I was angry, I was extremely angry. And when I felt empty, I would feel very empty. Every emotion was amplified. And this is for good or for worse. If you learn how to transmute your emotions into important areas of your life, then it's a positive. That's really all I saw for the first week. Now let's go 7 to 30. Let's start with 7 to 14 days, what I personally saw. It's an amplified version of this. So I had decreased brain fog, being able to think more clearly. My emotions were more amplified. I had more energy. But the main benefit that I saw from this is a heightened sense of confidence. Because when I made it around 14 days, that's the longest I've ever made it before. So it gave me a little bit of, you know, a little bit of pride, good pride. I was proud of myself for making it this far. And an increase in confidence makes you more charismatic, more capable, right? More sociable. So it improves basically every single area of your life. And I think this is the main benefit. Around 2 weeks, that is very individualized. Some people might see the confidence after 30 days. Depends on how addicted you are. But again, for better or worse, the urge. And around 2 weeks for me, this lasted a long time. Like I'd say up to 60 days. But all you'd be thinking about is pussy in the hub. That's it. And it gets really annoying. It's really annoying. So that's probably a negative, but if you can transmute that energy correctly, then it's not a negative. You can turn it into a positive. All right, because energy cannot be created nor destroyed, only transferred. I was also experiencing a lot of wet dreams around that 2 week period, but they're completely normal. Don't worry about them. I'm not going to go deep into the science, but I think it's just old sperm, you know, coming out of your body. So don't stress about it. Around 30 days, this is where I really saw my confidence with women specifically increase a little bit. I could never talk to a girl. I never really practiced, but I genuinely wanted to go and talk to girls. mostly because I just wanted their attention because I wasn't getting female attention from my screens anymore. But that's still a positive if you turn it the right way. Also, around 30 days, this is where I had my peak energy experience. I was waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. every single day, literally wanting to work out without an alarm clock. And it's a feeling that I haven't been able to replicate since. I'm a fucking lazy fuck now. I wake up at like 7, 8. However, I believe this was a mixture between no porn and no masturbation. And today we're just specifically focusing on no porn. So I'll put it in the benefits because you'll definitely see it, but might not be as much. I'm no doctor or specialist though, so don't listen to me. I'm just sharing my experience. Now, I believe this was the best benefit going into around that 30-day period, and that was an increase in focus. My ability to sit down and read a book, sit down and do my homework, sit down and record a video, whatever it is, I could do it for hours because I wasn't overly stimulated by dopamine up and down and up and down all the time while watching porn. It had dropped to my baseline again, so something like reading a book became a little bit more enjoyable. I wasn't checking my phone every 20 minutes while I was doing my homework. But then again, you are thinking about cheeks and cherries all the time, especially if you've been addicted to it for a long period. So that is another negative that comes with it, and a lot of people just think about it all day and they don't get any work done. But if you transmute it right, and in my opinion, it would have worked so much better if I actually went out there and talked to women, it's a good thing. Now, 30 to 90 days, personally my favorite period. It's my favorite. So the first benefit that I saw around that 30 to I'd say 60 day period was an increase in creativity. If you are an entrepreneur, if your job really relies on your thinking ability and not your time, so if your job is based on your value and not your time, which is not for everybody, maybe if you're young, maybe if you're very, very ambitious, right? You want to make it somewhere. This benefit will be the best benefit you experience. Because your brain isn't overly stimulated by porn all the time, it actually has time to think. It has space to think. It has space to think outside the box. This is where you don't really think about ass as much as you used to. At least in my experience, all right? And creativity is also linked to childhood. We were very creative when we were young, but unfortunately with the school system and sometimes work and life just feeling very dull, we lose that sense of creativity. We lose that sense of childhood and we long yearn for the past. But this is one way you can get that back, you get that spark back. The emotions are also amplified a lot during this period because you have more energy. So you can experience some of that light that you experienced when you were a kid. Next benefit, and for 90% of the men, this is going to be their favorite benefit. This one's the most controversial one in my opinion, because it's a mix between no porn and just changing your life overall. When I quit porn, I changed my life. Because it was holding me back from changing my life. And that is increased attention from females. Now, why does this tend to occur? Hopefully you can read that. Around this period, I don't know. Apparently women can smell the testosterone on you. There is like proof to all of this, and women can genuinely sense when a man has high testosterone. They can sense it around someone. And usually when you change your life through quitting porn, your testosterone increases. I'm no doctor, so I'm not gonna say if you just quit porn for 30 days, your testosterone's gonna increase. But you're probably gonna have more motivation to change your life, which is gonna lead to a testosterone boost. I'm speaking too fast. Testosterone boost. That's pretty common sense. And due to that confidence that you now have, you've beaten your addiction. I beat my addiction at this point. I was truly confident that I had beaten it. I believed at the back of my mind I could do anything I set my mind to, which gave me that charisma, which gave me that confidence that, you know, got me a little bit more attention. If I look back at it, I'm like, did I get more attention? I can't really remember, but I know a lot of guys do. There is a lot of theories around the semen retention world that once you hold on to your seed and you protect your seed and you don't give it to pictures on a screen that women are just attracted to you in all realms, right? You have an aura around you, a magnetic aura. I don't believe this is true. If you change your life along with that, maybe, but that's just my opinion. There's a lot of smarter guys than me out there. I miss some yapper on the internet. So don't listen to me. Have your own experience and then you can judge based on that. Now, this is more of a negative that I saw around this period, around that 30 to 90 day period. The urge was so strong. If I saw something on Instagram, like a woman that wasn't even, like she had normal clothes on, but she was attractive, you'd get an urge straight away. But the annoying thing for me is I was still in school, bro. I had been addicted to this stuff for years, doing it like 3 or 4 times a day. If I locked eye contact with a semi-attractive woman, I would get an urge straight away, which would lead to like pretty awkward conversations sometimes because my sexual thoughts would just override my brain. So for a good like 3 or 4 months at school, I was really awkward, but it paid off in the end. Whether other people experience that as well is up for interpretation, but I definitely experienced it. However, I did have more confidence within myself because I was changing my life. So lucky I had that because I would have been really weird if I didn't. All right, let's move on. I'm going to split this into two. I'm going to go 90 to around 120 and then 120 days plus. But I'm just going to put this here because I have no space. So 90 to 120 days. What did I experience? This was more negative than positive. I know it sounds really, you know, contradicting to this video. Whether it's positive for you or negative is up for, again, your own interpretation. Around the 90 day period, I experienced what some people call the no fat flatline. My energy stopped going up. It just stayed and even went down a little bit. Because my body was adjusting, my mind and my body was adjusting to this new lifestyle. But the urge had come down a little bit, and that equaled more emotional awareness and self-control, which allowed me to actually socialize better because I wasn't constantly thinking about shit. So the energy just in my experience was less around this 3 to 4 months, but it did come with more self-control, which helped me in social situations. So whether that's a positive or negative for you is based on your own judgment. I would say that it was actually a positive back when I was 15. However, with that said, because I hadn't done it in so long, my mind would come up with the most smartest excuses to go and do it just one more time, just experience the feeling again, right? How good of a session it would be, because I have never gone this far without it. It would come up with the most creative ideas because of my enhanced creativity, in my experience anyway. I thought I was more creative, but I made it so far, so I didn't. Let's talk about 120 days plus, or let's do 120 to 365 days, what you'll experience with no porn. There was two main things that I think are the best benefits out of all of them that you will get from quitting this stuff. The first one, and some of you will know this story from my I Fat 4 Times a Day video. I was sitting at my nan's house at the back on a chair, talking to my nan for hours. I think it was like 2 or 3 hours, something like that. Just talking about life. The small things, as I alluded to, I think it was with this one, how my focus increased. The small things in life became so much more enjoyable because my dopamine baseline went from here to here. This was normal now. When you're watching porn, you go up and you go down again. And your baseline is here. That's why you constantly want porn. But when it goes to here, something like sitting in nature is not equivalent to watching porn, but it's close to it. Plus, the ability to deeply connect with someone. You're not connecting with pixels, you're connecting with human beings. Those two benefits were the main two. You can really connect with someone. You wanted to connect with people because you've realized that this is true pleasure. not, I'm pointing to this because this is my bed and this is where I used to do it all the time. Not that shit. So those were the two main benefits for me. And during this period, which you can also call one of the best benefits, is your mind really rewiring from this stuff, which is an add-on to deep connection with people. But you don't, you still are lustful. It's part of human nature as men. I'm still lustful to this day, which I'll allude to in a minute. But the lust isn't as amplified. You look a woman in the eyes instead of looking at her boobs all the time, which enhances that connection, right? And you're not constantly thinking of sexual thoughts, which you can use your brain power for better things. So where am I now? If you go 4 years, 1,000 days benefits that you get from not quitting. I haven't put it here because I'm just gonna talk about it. Honestly, my connection with women, I genuinely want to connect with a woman now. That's what I want. I don't really crave casual sex. I want real intimacy. Sex is just a bonus to that. That's what I don't crave it, but that's what I want. I do kind of crave it. We're men, we crave that shit all the time. My mind isn't thinking about sex all the time and pussy in the hub. So my brain power is used for more creative matters. Matters that genuinely give me real pleasure, real dopamine, something like this, right? Makes you feel alive. Porn doesn't make you feel alive. I'm not smiling when I'm watching that. And look, as I said before, the lust is still there. I still feel lustful. If I come across a thing on Instagram and it, you know, it's very attractive, I will feel lustful. I just won't feel the need to go and watch the hub anymore. I will feel the need to improve myself so I can attract this quality of woman. I also, as I said throughout this video, improve my diet, my sleep, my water intake, my sunlight exposure. I improved all of that when I was doing this. A lot of these benefits has to do with sleeping better, eating right, and drinking more water. The lustful mind stuff, that's porn. The more energy, that is still no porn, but it has a lot to do with the more basic things. That's it. They're all the benefits and all the cons that I saw. I hope this gave you some motivation to quit. That's it from me. And I will catch you in the next one. Peace.